Yud Mar Cheshvan, Monday the 30th of October, Rabbi Yossi Roth, praying to angels.
In the late 1800s, 1879 to be precise, there came a group of Yidden to the chief rabbi of United Synagogue, who was then Reb Lusson Adler, chief rabbi Marcus Adler, and they approached him and asked him that they would like to stop saying Pi'itim by davening. Pi'itim, Pi'utim. They want to stop saying it by davening. Yimrum, Yimtoim, which we say, they wanted to stop it. Recently, a pamphlet was published, a manuscript, where someone who was present by the meeting, he recorded the two opinions that came forth to the chief rabbi. And in it, they each gave the halachic reasons why they want to stop saying it or they want to continue saying it. And ultimately, in the end, he was machriya, like the people, the traditionalists, who wanted to continue saying it. Shortly after that, when he retired, his son, the chief rabbi Herman Adler, took over, and he relented and allowed them to stop saying the piyutim by davening. Subsequently, a group of Yidden separated, and they stopped davening in United Synagogue because of that. Now, we all know that about 10 years later, in 1889, the Mechzik Adas community separated, and this is commonly known due to the differences in Shechita, which they had, which at the point, many of the Gdolim in Europe were involved in this machlokes, and many books were devoted to the subject, and studies were made. But it seems that an earlier rift happened already, 10 years earlier, which was already the cause. They didn't separate their own community, but already some people left shul because of this. And this is because they stopped saying Piyutim by the Yom Tovim. Now, what was the reason behind this? Why was there such a strong reaction to this, that they left shul just because of this thing? And this I would like to discuss a little bit today. And we'll start from the beginning, the basics. We all know that the Rambam codified what is commonly known as the 13 Articles of Faith, the Yid Gimel Ikra, which every Yid must believe in. And if he doesn't believe in his things, Rambam believes that he's a kofer. And many people are known to say it after davening. And the fifth animam, he says, animam amin ha-shalaymu, shahaboy yizbuch shumay levada, ruhi l'spadol, v'ayin ruhi l'spadol z'lusay. That only to Hashem on shadaven, and not to daven to anyone else. However, the Rambam in Perashah Mishnayis, when he brings Yid Gimel Ikra, he's marach in this, and he says a bit more a lengthier piece. And he says, the fifth principle is, Shehi Yisale Yashivil Avdei, that he is the one that is fitting to serve, Eliramim to exalt, Elifasim to do some Shmusoi, and to make his greatness known, and to do his commandments. Vayin Oysen Kein Lamash Lamatim Meni, B'metzis Man Amalochem, V'kachovim, V'galgulim, V'yasoidis, we don't do so to the beings lower than him, the angels, the spheres, the elements, the stars. And he continues and he says, and so too it is not fitting to serve them in order to be intermediaries, in order to reach closer to him. The Rambam is myself another kid over here. Not only don't we serve the Malachim and the stars, they can't even serve them as ansuyim, intermediaries. I mean to say that even if a person is, he really wants to serve Hashem, but he's doing it adayim Malach, he serves the Malach, he davens to the Malach, and through this he davens to Hashem, that too the Rambam says, Usan, the Rambam says, this is a Avodah Zarah, and most of the Torah comes to warn against this. So, what is the Makor for the Rambam? How does Rambam know this? And I'm just giving this surah, as we know, the Rambam writes in Lechus HaVayit Zurah, that how did the whole concept of Zurah start? It started with the fact that in Dor Anosh, the people in the world, of course, knew that Hashem created the world. However, they felt that they're unworthy to serve Hashem directly. And therefore, they felt they should serve the servants of Hashem, the sun, the stars, the moon. And eventually, they started only serving like that, and they forgot about Hashem completely. So the Rambam felt that if you start davening to Molochim, even if your intention is to daven to Hashem, that could be a chashash of a desurah. However, it's a beferish yisham like the Rambam. The Shami writes that Hashem tells Yidden, in times of need, do not shout out, do not daven to Malach Mechu, do not daven to Malach Gabriel, direct all your tefillahs directly to me. A beferish yisham that one should not daven to a Malach, only to Hashem directly. However, the difficulty with this is that the minute Goyim is not like the Rambam. For we know that many tefillahs throughout the year which we say, which seem to be directly to Malachim. The most famous one, which I recently said in the Yemayis Lichis, which say every day, Yimachnis Arachimim, we say Machnis Arachim, which are the Meluchim who are Machnis Arachimim, and we ask them to be Meshtadlef and Amukim to go to Kis HaKovid, and daven for us. So here's a Tula which is directly towards Meluchim, and it seems to contradict the Rambam Sif Ikki, we shouldn't daven to Meluchim. And it's not only Machnis Arachim, there's many Tulas throughout Human Room, which we say. In fact, every Friday night, there's a Tula we say like that. Many people know to say by the Shabbos table, the Peter Shulam Aleich, the first thing when they come home. And then we say, Brachayni the Shulam, Malacha, Shulam, Malacha, Shulam, Moshe, Asa, Elion. We ask the Malachim to give us a Brucha. So we are diving directly to Malachim, and this contradicts the Divar Ramam, the Divar Yashami. Now, it's not only the Midigoyim sound like that, there's many Gemurahs in Babli which say, Befresh, after Davat HaMalach. We have the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Olim al Yishal Odin Tzrocha B'Lushin Arami, a person shouldn't daven in Lushin Arami in Aramaic. Why is it the Gemara? Because the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. This implies that the Malachim, the Tzfilas are directed to Malachim. Therefore, one cannot daven in a different language they don't understand. According to the Rambam Yishami, who cares? We don't. Our Tzfilas are straight to the Hashem. So too, we have a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says in Brochus, Hanichas Besakisa, before one goes into Besakisa, he should say a short tefillah, and he says, "Is chabdim mechabudim kadosh m'shalayim." He's mechabed mechabudim the kadosh m'shalayim the malachim, and he asks him a tefillah. The Moshe Machlekes, what tefillah exactly? That everything should go well and should come out b'shulim. So here's a tefillah, which again he's directing to the malachim, telling them, asking them for help. And then we have a gemara. Sanhedrin gemara says, "Omer v'yerchene lo'ed mivakash udim rachem she'hakam amtsin as koychei." One should always daven that all of them support his effort. Everyone should help his effort. And Rashi says, what does that mean? He davens to all the malachim at Shemayim that when it comes to his davening, they should all help him. So here, once again, he's davening to the malachim, they should all help him in his tefillahs. Now, but we could say, it's a machlekes Bavli and Yishami. Yishami holds one shouldn't daven to malachim, and the Bavli holds one's allowed to daven to malachim. However, it's a bit of doichik to say that such a fundamental machlekes exists between the Yishami and the Bavli, such an important thing that one is allowed to daven, not daven to malachim. And second of all, the Rambam says not allowed to. And although we know there are Rishonim, who disagreed with the Rambam at the time, and however, throughout history, the Divrei Rambam was in the Skabel, and this is Halacha Lamasa. So the Rambam says one is not allowed to. We have to understand what's trapped in the Minigolim and the Divrei Gemurah. Now, we do find the Rishonim who try to answer each Gemurah separately. And the Gemara says, "Kol Hashar Tzuchah B'Lushna Arami." If one shouldn't daven the Lushna Arami, the Kolbe writes, it doesn't mean that he's davening to the Malachim. It means one is supposed to daven clearly. And if the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, then if Pshat Aramaic is not a clear language, so don't daven in that language. But it's not Pshat that we're davening to the Malachim. Aside from Me'ili, which is often the Shoinim times the Ramban, he writes a similar thing that Sa'ivish made it the way the world is that the Malachim they take care of the Tzfilis. So it has to be the Malachim understand the Tzfilis, because that's how the Hashgacha works. And if you're not going to daven Aramaic, they can't direct the Tzfilis. But once again, it's not that I'm directing my Tzfilis to them. And the Gemur, the Elmi Vakash Udom, Shehakam Amtsin as Koicha, the one should always daven, everyone should help him. The Maral writes that doesn't mean that he's asking the Malachim, he's asking Hashem to make sure that all help him in Shemaim, that there aren't any Mikatrigim in Shemaim, and the Malachim which are fighting against him. But Rashi says it's not like that. Rashi says it means he's talking to the Malachim directly. And amongst all the Gemurahs, the Pashtas aren't like this, are the Yishayim, they reply, but they are directly to the Malachim. And what is really difficult is that the Rambam himself, and Nechaz Tefillah, writes that before one goes to the Besakisa, he should say the Tefillah, he's Chabdi Mechabudim, Kedah Hashem Shas Elyon. So the Rambam explicitly says that before one goes to the Besakisa, he should daven a Tefillah to a Malach. And the Rambam himself is contradicting himself, and he says he shouldn't daven to a Malach. So we have to talk to him, the Medigo Olim, and the Rambam himself, which is Soyser himself. Now, before this Machlokes took place in London, the same thing Machlokes happened about 300 years ago in Italy. Now, Italy at its peak was one of the most beautiful communities in Europe. We had many Gdolim there. There was the Maramadi Fano, the Maram Padva, the Marshak, the Rekanti, the Riki, the Ramchal. There was many Gdolim there. The Chidur writes that if the Ashkenazim are Midas HaGvira and the Sfaradim are Midas HaChesed, then the Italians are Midas HaTferes. They have the best of both, the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. However, another thing they weren't lacking was Machlokes. They must have had every single year Machlokes which swept through the entire Italy. If you look in the Chivis, you see that one year Machlokes about Mekfuis, next year about Gittin, about Ramchal, about Kabula, about Stam Yainim. And another Machlokes took place was Machlokes by davening to Malachim. If you look in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak from Yitzchak Lampertini, a encyclopedia which was printed in Italy by an Italian Ruv, he has 50 pages devoted just to this subject over here, if you want his lot to daven to a Malach or not.
And what? What's it called?
Pachad Yitzchak.
What's the entry?
Tzrochov. So before we retire to the Minig Olam and the Gemuras, we have to ask another question. According to the Rambam, the one is not allowed to daven directly to a malach, then how are we allowed to go to Kibbutz Tzadikim? We know that's very common today. People go to Kfarim, they daven to the Meisim. According to the Rambam, one is not to daven to a malach because that's an emtsui to Hashem. You have to direct all interest to Hashem. How is one not to daven to a mace? And how do I know you're not to daven to a mace? Farish Gemurah. The Gemurah says in Tanis, Rabbi Yom Tanis, one of the things we do in our Tanis by Marid Kshomim, is you go out to the basic chorus, and the Gemurah gives two reasons why. One reason it says is Harai Yunui Chashim Lefnecha Kameisim. You want to implore on Hashem to have Rachim on us to be shown that we lack Meisim. Another reason the Gemurah gives is, כדי שיבק שלא יהיה מייס מרחמם, in order that מייס משדבן for us. So here we see explicitly that the goat will mess a chayim, in order that the mייס משדבן for us.
We don't
double
to them.
No. Wait. But the Yisham Itaka doesn't bring this reason at all. And this will be in line with what we said previously, that Yisham might be arguing on the Bavli. So Yisham only brings the first reason, however, the Bavli brings the second reason. And the Asama Shem will say that this is not right, this Gemara. He doesn't say we ask the Maisim Dabin for us. Rather, it says we go there. The Maral writes that the Maisim are also eaten, and they have a harvest Yisroel. And therefore, they will see a standing of it. They will say to themselves, why are you here? And they will know, because no rain, and they will daven for us. However, there's other Gemuras which say explicitly that they did daven to the Maisim. There's a Gemara Soita, we all know this Gemara, that could have been fin on the way up to Yerushalayim, on the way up to Yisroel. He was afraid there'll be Nishon and Tassar Raglim, so he went to the Kibriovis and he said, I voice say, Big Shleir Rachimim. He said explicitly, I'm asking to daven for me. So here we have an explicit move which he expresses himself to the Maisim directly and he says, please daven for me. And according to Amal, this will be difficult. If you look in the same Gemur over there, there's a Bach. The Bach adds a piece in the Gemur over there which we don't have in our Gemurs. It says, the Gemur says, why was the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu hidden? Since the Eibush knew that one day Yidin will go on Gulis, and he knew that if the Yidin will know where the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu is, they will pass by the cave and they will tell Moshe, Moi Bitfila, stand and daven for us. So here too we have another Gemurah coming to the Bach, which quotes this Gemurah, that says that they daven directly to Amaz, and so too we are Rashi and Rochel Amenu, so that they won't know this, that he said that the Rochel was buried out on Beis Lechem, so when the Eden passed by the way to Gulis, they can stop by Rochel and ask them. Well, the Rashi never actually says that they'll ask Rochel to daven. Rashi said they will pass by and Rochel will come by himself, and many Rochel take a mat that arrive. But if you look at the Psikta, which is the Makar for this Medrash, it implies that that was going to happen, that it will daven to Ruchu. That's the Mashmus.
The difference is daven and ask. You can't ask something.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Yeah. And so too we have also in the Medrushim, which you say, we teach about by Kinnis, we say that Yermia, by the time of the Chorban, when he went to the Kivei Uvis, and he asked them to stand up. Here too we see another field which is directly to the Meisim and asked them.
You're speaking very fast.
Speaking very well. Yeah. Speaking too fast for normal people to see. He's right. So the Masa, we see amongst the many of the Paskim, which they did Paskin, that one is not the Davon Tameis, and we have the Shach of the Bemukim brings a Marach from the Rishonim, which says that one shouldn't daven directly to a mace, and rather he should say, v'schis from the mace, he daven to Hashem, and v'schis of that mace, one such be answered. And so too we have the Me'ili from the Shayim, which says that, the Maril writes like that, the Chayudim writes like that, that one shouldn't daven directly to the mace. And Meshavir brings like this, the Simon Tov Kippai Aleph, he brings that when one goes to Vesachan, he shouldn't daven directly to the mace, rather he should say, v'schis of the mace, my tefillah should be answered. So they all went to Pashas, like the Rambam, that the one's tefillah should not be directed to a mace. However, by Mamar Mizga, I want to point out one thing, that if you look in the Afrenim, many of them give the reason why it's also daven to Meis, like we said, because one should daven directly to Hashem, and not to a Meis. However, some of the Afrenim bring the reason, as the Pasuk says in Zvarim, V'doyer Shalom Meisim. Now, the difficulty with this Pasuk is talking about the time the Torah warns that one shouldn't do Kishiv. And amongst the things it says, V'choveh v'shoyel v'oyveh, d'ani v'doyer Shalom Meisim. One of we learned with Moor Sanhedrin, the Moor says, what does Dorish HaLamaisim mean? It means one who starves himself, and he goes to Beis HaChaim at night, and he sleeps there in order that the Riach HaTimah should rest upon him. And this is an act of sorcery, it's an act of Kishif, and one is not allowed to do this. Nowhere does it say in the Gemara or in the Pasukim that this means literally one goes and asks the Mason to daven for him. So why do Chayim quote this Pusik to say that Dorish HaLamaisim means one should daven for him? And second of all, they have a good reason of the Rambam. The Rambam says one shouldn't daven to a Mtsui, only to Hashem directly. We'll return to this question in a moment. However, the many Rechonim argue and they say that there's no problem whatsoever daven directly to a Meis. And they have the Bach, which argues in the Shach over there, and he says that that one is allowed to. And he quotes the Zohar, that the Zohar says, Tzedikim b'misosim kriyei chayim. But Tzedikim, when they're not alive, it's like they're alive, and therefore I'm not daven to a Meis, it's like I'm daven to a live person. Which brings us to our final question, if one is not down to a malach because of an emtsui, and one should be locked down to a mess because of an emtsui, then even a live person also the same question. Why is one allowed to approach a tzaddik and ask him to daven for him? The Rambam says, and say Shami, don't daven to anybody else, daven directly to me, to the Eibishter. And how do I know you're allowed to daven? When it's in the Torah, it says, It says Yitzhak Omel Moshe Vespal Moshe, the Yidin cried to Moshe. It says Vayomekal Omel Shmuel Espal Badenu Dishavim for us. The Gemara has many cases of Tanum who sent a different time to Bchinim and Doisa to Chani Amado and asked the Davin for Klaisul. So we see that you're allowed to ask a different time to Davin for you. And according to the Rambam, why would that be? Now this is Zikra, so nobody disagrees at this point. So what is Pshat? So the Meili writes that the whole chashash of davening to a malach is because one might get confused. He'd say to himself, I'll start down to the malach, and eventually he would think that the malach himself is worthy of worshipping him directly. He has the koyach. However, this is all by a malach which is a supernatural being. A person which ultimately dies is made of the natural indalid desoidus of the world. There's no chashash that he got confused, and therefore there's no issa of davening to a person. The Mabit writes the same thing, that by a person there's no chashash that he'll get confused with a malach, and he adds another reason, that by a person, a malach is beyond what a person is davening for. A person davens for, he has pains, he's bitzar, he's not feeling well, he's sick. And therefore, when he davens to the malach, he knows the malach is beyond all these things. And eventually, he might get confused and thinks that the malach himself can help him. However, when a person davens to a tzaddik, he knows that the tzaddik, although he may not have that problem now, he's capable of having the same difficulties I'm having. So he knows he's in the same situation as me, so he's not choshed that he might get confused and daven directly to the tzaddik. No, the malach can't. Only a tzaddik can. Cannot. Only a tzaddik can. Can't. The Maral writes that the davening to a tzaddik is an act of chesed. You ask him to do chesed with me, help me. A malach can't do chesed with a person. So when you're davening to a malach, it's not chesed. You're davening to him. When you're davening to a tzaddik, you're not davening to him. You're asking your chesed, please help me. And that's not considered davening. The Chassid writes very beautifully, all of Christ is one gift and one neshama. And therefore, when approaching a tzaddik daven for me, he writes, it's not pshat that I'm asking daven for me. I'm asking daven for yourself. Because if I'm not feeling well, you're not feeling well. And we're all one being, one neshama. So therefore, it's not considered daven for me, you're daven for yourself. And why should I daven for myself? And you can daven together with me for the same thing. That's what Sefer writes. And Mikachiruv Mechseluza writes, that had the Rechonim seen the Zoi, which Zoi said explicitly, the ones lata daven to mace, and the pasuk which answered wouldn't have never said that. However, they didn't have it. The Marach didn't have the Zoya. And therefore, he said one is not allowed to. So, to summarize, we have many pasuk which say one is not allowed to daven directly to a mace, and after the Shabir paskins. However, in Satshani, we have many of the Chayinim which pasuk we are allowed to, and they say even if Bar Maluchim are allowed to, however, Bar Mason we are allowed to. And Moshe Feinstein is Moshe one kid to answer our question before, why the Chayinim bring the Tam Vader Shalom Eisim. And his mouth by Avada, these Chayinim also knew that the Gemara and the Halacha does not pass Vader Shalom Eisim means to daven to a mace. It means Kishe and other sorts of things. However, they held like the Rambam that there's a problem with davening to a mace. However, they knew that a mace is not the same as a malach. As we said, there are differences between the two. So therefore, they said, also Pasuk Vader Shalom Eisim. Since we know I am recreating the Pshita, the Pasuk literally says that. And since we have a Talmud Rambam, they held that these two things combined is enough of a reason to say that it's also Davin to Malach. But really, the reason was because of the Chitzer Rambam, one should direct his tzvilas to Nemtzui, only directly to Hashem. Now, let's return to the question of Malachim. So we saw now that Meisim is a Machoikis Achonim, Filatam to Meisim and not, and many of the Achonim held Yilatu because it's no different than a live Tzadik. However, Malachim, the Rambam says he's not allowed to, and that's Mashmi Yishalmi. However, we saw the Midah Ge'olim. And the Piyutim, which we daven, many of them are directed to Malachim. And if you remember, the Piyutim are also written by Gedolim and Kedosha Elyon. So therefore, they themselves are shit to hold the Yar Latzim. So the Rishash writes a Torah which is based on the Taz Amun Avrum, that when doesn't one need a Malach? When it's directed from a Tzivilis Tzibir. When it's Tzibir davens together, you don't need a Malach. However, a Yuchid does need a Malach. And this is what the Taz writes before in the Amun Avrum, that a Tzibir doesn't need a Malach, and a Yuchid does. So the question is that this answer is talking about the steel between Yishalmi and Bavli. Yishalmi is talking about a case of a Tfilis Tzibber. The Eibach says to Yidin, Davening is a Tzibber, they don't need to direct the Tfilis to the Malachim, they direct it to himself. However, the Gemara in Bavli is all talking about Yuchid. However, it doesn't answer the Rambam, because the Rambam understands it's a fundamental problem in Davening to Malach. It's a problem of a Dezura. So it will make no difference if it's Tzibber or Yuchid. The Rambam says one should not direct the Tfilis to a Malach. It makes no difference if it's Tzibber or Yuchid. And so to the tefillahs, Mechis Arachim, Meshul Malachim at night, is tefillah b'yochid. Mechis Arachim is tefillah b'tzibir. So Yechu, but Tzukim is not such a problem because we said that many Chaim say Kivri Ovis is like Tzadikim, and Tzadikim, therefore, there's no problem because it's amazing, there's no problem. Only Moluchim addressing now. Yeah, that's what Machlis Rechem is with Tzibis, it doesn't answer the Moluchim.
No, I mean, Mishol say Elio,
the day themselves, the Mishol say Elio. So the Rechem says, Rechem writes, that when is the Isav davening to a Malach? Is when I'm davening to a Malach directly. However, I'm acknowledging in the tefillah that the Malach is not himself. He's Mishal Se'elion. He's a Shlich Ha'ibishah. So I'm saying that you, with your Koich Hashem, I'm davening to you, which is why Brachin Yudashul, then we say Mishal Se'elion, and many tefillah say Mishal Se'elion. And back in his Mitzvah on the Kiddur, perhaps we don't even have to say Mishal Se'elion. Because Rachmanu Liba Boy, when a person davens, Iker tefillah is Belev. And if he knows in his heart that what he's davening is to Hashem, and he's just asking the Malach as a Koich of Hashem, he says that could be enough, and we find many times that the Torah says by this week's parsha we find that Loit asked the Maluchim to help him to save the ear, and we don't find Loit was punished for that. He says because there's no problem, because Loit knew Ba'em is the Irish is the Koyach behind it. He was just addressing the Malach as a Koyach of Hashem. And Torah Tmima takes it a little bit step further, and he says that we said previously that the whole Div is davening to Malach. But when I'm asking the Malach, I'm asking to go to Hashem, that's not a problem. I'm asking go to Hashem and daven for me. The whole is only to daven to a Malach, not to ask from a Malach. The Maral writes the whole issue is only when you daven, not when you mitzava, and he says all these tefillahs, we're not davening them, we're telling them what to do. And finally, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says a surah that these tefillah maluchim, Hashem created them all for the purpose of these things. The Mechnei Zerachim, their purpose is to be Machnei Zerachimim. So therefore, he says the Moshe Feinstein, one is allowed to daven to the maluchim and tell them, do your job well. We're not davening to them, tell them what to do. We're telling them, you were created for this purpose, and do it well. You were created for the purpose of benching Yid Fahrenheit for the cause of Moshul. Do it well. On the other hand, when Ronald Stavins makes a new tool for himself, he says, Malach Gavriel, help me. That is an issue, he says. That's for sure was according to everybody. But these are addressing the Moluchim, which are created for the purpose, which Hashem created them for, and I'm telling them, do it to the best as possible. And also, throughout history, we saw many G'dayim, not to say, Mechnis Arachim, Meshom Aleichim. There are many Yeshayim who didn't say it. We have the Maral didn't say it, Mabit. The Chosefer writes, himself doesn't say it. He writes, he says it.
Yeah.
A second. The Chosef writes in Shivas that he himself doesn't say Mechnei Sirachim and his Marachim and Filis Tapayim, so it's unnoticeable he doesn't say it, but he doesn't say it for this reason. And Shom Aleichem also, the Goon didn't say it, Rebbe Chaim Volozhin didn't say it, the Moshe Feinstein in Shivas that he doesn't say it, neither did his father say it, for this reason since it's addressed to Maluchim. And the Chosef himself is a contradiction of what he held, but the Pesuch Hashem Etaychdol, who was ruled before the war, wrote Sefer Mishneh Sucha, he writes that when he was by his father and once told him, that when they published the Sefer Maram Sheik, a Talmud from the Sefer, they brought the manuscript before that to the Yaitav Lev from Siget. And they went through it, and they took out two tshuvah they took out. And one tshuvah they took out was the tshuvah they asked him if the Shom Aleichem, if the Sefer said it. And he said, no, he did not say it. Now, the Yaitav Lev took that out because he felt that if people will see that, they said, Shom Aleichem didn't say it, everybody says it, so he took that out. However, according to what we just said right now, that the Sefer didn't say Machnis Arachimim, but perhaps it will be according to his shitta that one can't say either Shom Aleichem either. But Lamas said there were many who did say all these things, and when we finish saying Shom Aleichem, one of the things we say is, Ki Maluchi Yitzav Aloch Lishmerech B'chol Rechechu. Why do we say this pasuk right afterwards? Because the pasuk really says that the Eibish is the one sends the Maluchim. So we're acknowledging that though we dive into the Maluchim, who was the real one behind it? It was Hashem who sent the Maluchim. So
what brings the Maluchim to the Maluchim?
Yeah, but it doesn't say it doesn't say we dive into them.
Yeah, but they said the
Brochim. Fine,
the
but they're addressing Maluchim directly, we're davening to them, and that was the problem. So, let's return to our story in the beginning with what happened here in London. If you look in the pamphlet which was published, we don't have the entire pamphlet. However, they don't actually bring any talents to the Maluchim. They both come with valid halachic reasons why not to say piyutim or yes to say piyutim, but regarding to the reason because davening to Maluchim they don't bring. But I do know that was one of the reasons, because in a letter from Rav Shashafor Hirsch to his son-in-law, Rav Chul Levi, who lived here in England, he writes to him regarding your recent decision of to stop davening a shul with a minyan and davening at home with a minyan. I commend you on that, and you're doing the correct thing. And it was right for you to leave and protest from shul. He says, why? Because they made changes in tefillah, and right after that, Rav Shashafor Hirsch writes, what were the changes? They don't want to daven to Maluchim. And Rav Shashafor Hirsch writes him a whole piece, why there's no problem, and he quotes many of the gemaras to be quoted. We see that there's no problem with davening to Maluchim. So we see from this letter that Rav Shashafor writes to Sanol that he stopped davening the shul, and that letter is written in the same time period of this, that the reason why he stopped davening the shul is because they didn't want to daven because they're davening to Maluchim. Now the question is that we saw there's valid opinions to both sides. There's many Rishonim which say one shouldn't daven, many Chachamim that say one shouldn't daven. So why do we have to leave shul because of that? And the answer to that is that unlike the Machlekes which happened in Italy 300 years ago, in London it wasn't the same situation. It was similar to what was happening in Germany at the same time. If you look in, it's too long to, short to talk about that, let's talk really fast. Then it's there was many books published in Germany, and the many of the Maskilim who wanted to stop saying Piyutim, and they all quote all these fine reasons, the Rambam and the Yeshami, and many of the Shemites say one shouldn't allow to. But if you look at the Chayim, one by one, they don't even acknowledge it. They say no changes should be made whatsoever. Because although they had good reasons for it, but the reason behind why they wanted to change it was nothing to do because they actually were cared about the Rambam. They don't want to make changes to Tefillah, and therefore the Chayim say no changes should be done. And so too also here in London, when the people came and they wanted to make changes, yes, they came with very good halachic reasons. But it was for the wrong purpose. They wanted to make changes. And if you look in this in the Sefer, the pamphlet that was published of the debate between the two sides, the traditions right back then, don't come with us tannis of halacha. We know the real reason behind this. It's not a shem mitzvah, you don't mean it. It's all because you want to be reform and change it. And therefore, they were, as soon as they made a change, they all left in protest just because of this thing. In the end of the letter, B'shan Shfod Rashi, his son-in-law, that he shouldn't be Masih Das from his good work, and he promised him that it will take many, many years to see fruition, but eventually he'll be Matzliach. And looking around today in London and seeing that there's Kehillus over here, as the Yeshivas Medrushes, one can say and confirm that he's correct, that eventually he'll be Matzliach.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.